Growing up, John Tippetts remembers hearing his dad, Joe, tell the incredible story of how he survived a plane crash in southeast Alaska. Now Tippetts has a new book out describing the event. Hearts of Courage recounts how Joe and three others endured 30 days on a mountainside near Ketchikan before finally organizing their own rescue. The crash happened on January 5, 1943, in a plane on its way from Seattle to Anchorage. All five passengers and well-known bush pilot Harold Gillam survived the initial crash. Two, including Gillam, later died. But Tippett says no one escaped the crash uninjured.
Dad and Gillam had injuries. Jibo and Metzdorf, serious injuries, broken collarbones, broken ribs, perhaps even a broken back in one case, broken leg. Anyway, serious, serious injuries. Percy Cutting had hurt his back somehow. But the one who was most seriously injured was Susan Botzer. She was really pinned in the wreckage, her arm almost severed just above her wrist. And probably suffering other injuries, internal and external. And she actually died from loss of blood and other injuries, I guess, in 2 days after the accident.
How did they survive as far as food? What did they eat?
You know, a good deal of the book, Hearts of Courage, is about meals. There were some provisions on the airplane. Dad describes particularly cutting the sardine into four parts. This was when there was just four of them left there. And each one having their piece of sardine, and that was what they got. He says it's the same, something similar about the candy bar, you know, the kind of the Hershey-style candy bar. And each one got a square out of the candy bar in a day, only one. And then they could have it any time of the day they wanted, but it was only one.
Why was a rescue so difficult? Why did it take so long?
Harold Gillam really only called in once that they had an engine conked out and expected trouble. And that's all the message he left, no indication where they were. Again, southeast Alaska's rugged country. Because he had called in and knowing how long he had been in the air from Seattle, they kind of figured that he was within a 40 to 60-mile radius of Annette Island, where they were hoping to get that evening. So they had a radius, but that's a radius of lots of water, lots of islands, lots of trees, and lots of mountains.
How did your father make the decision to finally go and find help?
You know, I think they'd realized that the search was probably abandoned. And they were right. The timing that they made this decision, the search had pretty much been abandoned. They had now been lost by 3 full weeks. They had used whatever ideas they had or supplies they had for food. They didn't have any more food. So they really knew that at this point, if they didn't do something on their own, they would die of starvation or freezing or both. So he and Sandy Cutting were both relatively amiable, able to move around and do things. So they made a lean-to at the base of the mountain, cut firewood and set water aside for the two other survivors, Dewey Metzdorf and Robert Jibo. Did everything they could to provide something for them, but then they realized they had to find rescue, find a way to take care of themselves. And they made their way south about 3 miles to a body of water, which we subsequently know as Weasel Cove. And that's where they have another week's worth of adventures. They had planned to go back immediately in 4 days to their companions. But when they got there and realized that going back was just to go back for all of them to die together, they continued to make efforts, and that ultimately led to their rescue.
Did your father describe what it was like to finally see the Coast Guard boat heading toward them?
Yes, he did. And I think every time I heard Dad describe that boat, he would almost swell up in tears. Again, it's been 29 days now at that point. And they'd seen two other boats in previous days and not been rescued. And so they had become totally disheartened. And so when you see one that actually seems to have figured out you're there and is coming towards you, the emotional experience, I think, registered with him all of his life.
John Tippetts is the author of Hearts of Courage. He'll sign copies of the book tonight at 6 at Pandemonium Books in Wasilla and tomorrow at Tidal Wave Books in Anchorage at 11.